Welcome to the second episode of the Naruto Fan Club Podcast. I'm Chirpy123ABC, and I'll be your host for today. Now we're going to have two reviews on two battles. The first one is of Naruto versus Gaara. We're going to start when Gaara first becomes the Shikaku, and Naruto summons Gamabunta. And the second one's going to be the battle between Gaara and Daidara. As you might have realized, this podcast came out way before I said it would, so I just wanted to tell you that. Now I'm going to talk about the battle between Gaara and Naruto. So Gaara becomes a Shikaku, but he controls it. So Gamabunta jumps in the sky and chops his arm off, and Gaara realizes he needs the real Shikaku. So he falls asleep using this special jutsu, and then the real Shikaku came awake. So then the Gamabunta thought that he needed more help to hold on to him so Naruto can wake the medium, which is Gaara. Then he summoned the nine-tailed fox, which had fangs and claws. So Naruto jumped on the Shikaku as soon as Gamabunta grabbed onto him, then punched Gaara in the face. Gaara tries to kill him using desert sand burial jutsu, but he gets away with it by using the nine-tailed fox chakra. He jumps out at Gaara, then finally he hits him in the head with his head. Then the Shikaku goes away. But at that moment, the third Hokage just dies. I just wanted to tell you that. Naruto tries to convince Gaara to stop fighting each other and become friends, but then Gaara jumps up trying to punch Naruto, so then Naruto jumped up and punched Gaara in the face. And that was the ending of the battle. Okay, this one has some spoilers, so if you don't know about this part, then pause this, or just skip this part. So Daidara tries to get into the village by killing all the guards, so it was pretty easy because he dropped bombs at them. But when he got to Gaara, they had this really big fight, and then Gaara went into this ball, which sort of looked like the Shikaku in some ways. Like when the hand came out to go rip his arm off, it looked like the Shikaku's hand. And there was this one part that was weird, that the Daidara got his arm ripped off, which was pretty disgusting in some ways. But at the ending of the battle, Daidara drops a huge clay bomb on the village. Now we're up to the American news section of this episode. The third Hokage just died, and they had a funeral. The episode is called The Third Hokage Forever, or The Third Forever. I don't really know that much. I saw the Japanese version, but I missed the English version. And a new character is about to come, and his name is Itachi, Sasuke's brother. There wasn't that much American news, so I'm just going to move on to the Japanese move. This is spoilers, so if you don't want to hear it, then just skip this. So with Naruto and Sakura and Kakashi, Sakura and Naruto finally get the bells that Kakashi was trying to prevent them from getting. This happened because Naruto and Sakura found out his weakness. His weakness was spoilers. Naruto was about to tell him what was going to happen at the end, but Kakashi didn't want to know. So he freaked out, and then Naruto and Sakura had the chance to get the bells. But it turned out that Naruto really didn't know the end. Now we're going to end the show with the Season 9 theme song. Yura yura to
Oh!
I hope you have enjoyed that song, and if you want to listen to it on YouTube, then just go to the search part of YouTube and type in Naruto Season 9 theme song. If you would like to join the Naruto fan club, then email me at chirpy123abc@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell it, it's in the description part of the podcast. Then you can ask me if you can join the fan club, and then you can get emailed links to cool videos and different material like news and everything. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and the next one will come out maybe by next week or next month. I don't know for sure, but I hope it'll come out as soon as possible.